Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about rent concessions. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that I'm a proponent of the law of supply and demand. If you ignore the law of supply and demand, you do so at your peril. It's always been the case that a brand new building will go through a process of offering leasing incentives for some of the very first tenants, and then remove the incentives at a certain occupancy threshold and eventually raise rents as the building approaches stabilization. That's a pretty standard process and applies equally to both residential and commercial buildings. Well, according to a new study recently published by CoStar, new properties in some oversupplied markets are offering deeper and deeper leasing incentives in order to attract clients. Last year was a 40-year record with new supply of over 950,000 multifamily apartments entering the market. Some of the hottest Sunbelt markets can only be described as oversupplied, and it's going to take some time for those markets to absorb all those extra units. To determine which markets might be overbuilt, Apartments.com or CoStar looked at three different circumstances and how they apply to what it classifies as 4- or 5-star rent growth markets, those predominantly comprising luxury properties. For supply in those markets in 2022, they compared to the 3-year average. The top 10 markets that might be oversupplied are New York, Austin, Phoenix, Nashville, Tampa, Raleigh, Denver, Seattle, Minneapolis, and surprisingly, St. Louis. The 10 markets that saw the greatest climb in vacancy rates from the fourth quarter of 21 to the second quarter of 22 are Orange County, Tucson, Arizona, Tampa, Raleigh, Phoenix again, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville, and Norfolk, Virginia. The 10 markets that have experienced the heaviest decline in rent growth are Palm Beach, Phoenix again, Tucson, Tampa, Las Vegas, Jacksonville, Atlanta, San Francisco, Austin, and Sacramento. So candidates for overbuilding would be those that are considered to fall in the top 10 of all three of those categories. That leaves us with Phoenix, Tampa, and Austin. Those Sunbelt markets, which experienced the fastest rent growth in 2021 and the first half of 2022, are now facing the largest imbalance between supply and demand, with developers delivering record numbers of units and too little demand to fill them. Many of those markets have experienced negative year-over-year rent growth, particularly Atlanta and Austin. They witnessed their rent growth vanish from 17% during the pandemic to a negative 3.1 and negative 4.8 respectively. With an estimated 500,000 units of new supply coming online this year, the multifamily market is approaching the most deliveries since the mid-1980s, and of these, 70% are aimed at the top end of the market. These are pushing the 4-star and 5-star vacancy rates up 300 basis points to 9.1% at the end of September of this year, and bringing down annual rent growth further to a negative 0.4. That's on a national basis, but of course the local markets are going to vary quite widely from that. Conversely, demand for mid-market price rental units rebounded in the first three quarters of 2023, with the new supply additions at a fraction of those in the luxury price range. 3-star rent growth slipped a little bit over the last 3 months. It still remains in positive territory at 1.4%, but if the economy is able to avoid a recession and pent-up housing formations start releasing, it's possible that 3-star properties could begin to stabilize and start recovering again in 2024. That's in direct contrast to the top end of the market that's going to continue to battle elevated supply levels through much of 2024. So landlords are already offering concessions on 30% of rental listings. That's the highest in 2 years, according to Zillow. That's from a new report last week. And of the 50 largest U.S. markets, 43 are seeing more concessions on listings than last year. Again, that's according to Zillow. In Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C., San Jose, California, 50% or more of those listings have at least one concession. The markets with the sharpest increase in concessions this past year were Salt Lake City, Charlotte, Dallas, Atlanta again, Columbus, Ohio. The trend is being felt in submarkets, like, for example, downtown Miami, which saw luxury rents drop 1.1% at the end of the third quarter, while lower-tier rents grew, in fact, by 1.1%. That's according to CoStar. Downtown Miami has 16,708 units under construction. That represents 57.8% of its inventory. That's a lot of new supply. And I'm pretty sure all of those developers had third-party market studies commissioned when they started their projects. Those studies would have shown that there was enough demand to absorb all those new units. But still, in spite of this, it's clear that many of those markets and those hyper-local submarkets are indeed oversupplied. And when you look at a market study, you also need to look at the development applications that are in the pipeline and imagine that those units are going to be hitting the market about the same time that your project's going to finish. You want to query the author of your market study and make sure they've taken that new supply pipeline into account. Unless your product is going to be highly differentiated in the market, you're likely to be surprised by the new competition, and you might be forced into giving deeper rent concessions than you might have planned. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.